person responsible is now also dead. An email was sent to staff and students at a university over concerns someone with a gun was in one of its buildings. Philip Hawkey is a local journalist.
We have heard the stories of students who, for example, tweeted this. They locked themselves inside the classroom or the library. They put the furniture just behind the doors and they were ready to counter to anyone who would try to get inside the classroom.
Travel services across the UK have been disrupted as Storm Pia brings strong winds. London's Euston station has reopened after services were suspended for hours due to damage to overhead lines. A woman's been arrested on suspicion of murder after the death of her five-month-old baby in Leeds. Police were called to a park yesterday where she'd reported her daughter was in a serious condition. A judge has ruled a boy and a girl convicted of murdering transgender teenager Brianna Jai can be publicly named. The 16-year-old was stabbed 28 times in a park near Warrington in February. Our correspondent Greg Milam says the judge ruled the pair's identities will be revealed when they're sentenced in February.
And also pointing out that both of these defendants in 2025 will turn 18 and therefore can be identified anyway at that point. She reflected the shock that this case has generated, not only in the community but internationally as well, and therefore has made that ruling that we will be able to name them.
Eurostar says that due to unexpected strike action by Eurotunnel staff, services are currently unable to go through the Channel Tunnel. All trains have been cancelled. And the European Court of Justice has ruled that UEFA and FIFA broke competition law by blocking the formation of the European Super League in 2021. The company behind it's now launching a new competition. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening is turning largely dry with some clear spells. During the overnight period, clouds will increase and a few isolated showers are highly likely, especially when we reach dawn. It'll be less windy overnight with lows of 7. Now, tomorrow morning, we can expect cloudy skies and patchy rain. In the afternoon, it will become a bit drier but remain cloudy. It's going to be a breezy day again, though, with highs of 11.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Welcome back to Drive. It's the final hour of Drive this week. Yeah, because it's my last day today until we break up for Christmas. Yes. Anyway, Michelle, hello. You're back.
Oh, hello.
Hello. It's after five. It's your regular slot. It's your regular segment. I'm all right now. I was out of sync a little bit earlier, to be fair.
Yeah, you got Mickey Bubbles lined up?
Yes, we have got Mickey Bubbles. And you've said it, so I'm going to play it now.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.
Oh, Mickey Bubbles, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Well, it certainly does here in the studio now, that's for sure. Yeah, how you doing, Michelle?
You're good. Right. I was going to say if, Christmas consists of crumbs everywhere.
Yeah. No, I will hoover.
The Christmas mice have been in.
That's right. No, we will hoover in the studio, I must admit. So, yes, I know. I bring in the hoover bags as well. I do everything in
here. Do you?
Yeah, yeah. In between the songs. Sometimes when I'm playing two songs, I could be hoovering, man. That's what normally happens, yeah. Anyway, listen, we have still got loads coming up for 50 minutes because this is my last drive show before Christmas Day. And we have the wonderful Madeline Christie standing in for me, or I should say taking the reins tomorrow between 3 and 6 p.m. And she will also be here at 10 o'clock tonight as well. She's a country. She loves country music. Yeah, Madeline Christie, she is wonderful.
Yes. So she'll play lots of Shania Twain.
She loves Shania Twain. Yeah, she's a Canadian girl, isn't she?
She is.
And you go, I should have lined that up, but I've not. I've got another one that you requested. I think it was it from one of your yogis?
Which one? Oh, I can't even remember. I've been requesting
Ariana. Yeah,
oh, yeah. No, I requested it. Oh, Ariana Grande. Okay.
And it's called Santa Tell Me. Goodness me.
I'm like the worst DJ ever.
We've still got a time if you would like a request. You can radio at phoenixfm.com.
Tell me if you're really there. Don't make me fall in love again if you won't be here next year. Santa, tell me if he really cares. Cause I can't give it all away if he won't be here next year. Feeling Christmas all around and I'm trying to play. Tell me if you're really there.
If you love country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all of the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yes, and Madeline will be taking the reins from me tomorrow. Yes, Friday between 3 and 6 p.m. If you've got any requests, I know she won't mind you requesting whatever you want. If we've got it in the library, I know she'll play it for you. Radio@phoenixfm.com. Put in drive and Madeline will play it for you tomorrow. Now, taking over from us as well from 6 p.m, 98 Not Out. Yes, the latest local, national and international cricket news, interviews and features with the brilliant Darren Mutu, and he is going to be joined by sports writer the fabulous Debbie Knight will be here tonight. That's between 6 and 7, and then it's a sporty one tonight from 7 p.m. we've got John Chubb, the National League Hour, an hour of news from all the local non-league football teams. And at 8 p.m. we've got Gareth Williams. If you like indie and alt from the 60s onwards, then that is the show to listen into. And of course, like I just said, we've got the Night Shift on at 10 p.m. with Madeline Christie. So she's busy girl in the next couple of days. But now, Michelle, back to you. Hello, and should I put the background? There we go.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, you've taken your glasses and your hat off now.
Oh, yeah, what's sorry. Should I put them on?
No, yeah, come on.
Sometimes the headbands give me a bit of a headache.
Oh, fair enough.
And I think that's what's making me forget things.
Yeah.
We won't blame it on the brain fog.
Yeah. Okay. So what we got now? What's happening now?
So what do you want? So Santa.
Yes.
How do you feel about Santa?
How do I feel about Santa? Yeah. I love Santa.
Yeah, yeah.
I like somebody that's jolly. I like somebody that's grey. I like red. I love red as well. So, yeah, no, I love Santa.
Yeah. Did you ever, like, did you guys have, like, in shopping mall Santas here in the UK? Or
Yeah, Santa when you were younger? To the malls here, or the shopping centres. Santa's popped in, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, nieces and nephews went to see them, see him earlier this week as well. So he's a busy boy.
He is.
It's not just about Christmas Day.
No, he's not.
Listen, see what people have got on their Christmas list, you see.
He came and visited me in my house when I was 8 1 year.
Only the 1 year? Well, you've been
just the 1 year.
The
I was actually being naughty, so Santa had to pop in, have a couple whiskeys, had a couple whiskeys there, came to visit us. Mm. Yeah, so let's go back to well-being.
Yeah.
Tie in Santa to well-being.
Yeah.
So we've been doing, again, talking about being cold and me being from a colder country, especially when I lived where there was snow. So we're going to talk about a bit of belly breathing, a bit of it. So we're going to pretend we are Santa today. And imagine when you breathe in, belly goes out.
And can you sit you sit down on this one?
Yeah, you sit down on this one, of course.
Right.
We're all about sitting down over Christmas. Just sit nice and tall.
Right.
So as you breathe in, big belly. And this time you're going to do 3 really forceful hos, like ho, 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 right? So you go ho, ho, ho.
Okay. Ho, ho, ho.
What can you feel in your stomach? Can you feel your belly? Squeeze in. So when you do that, we squeeze the belly in.
Yeah.
It's technically called Bastrika breath, but we're going to call it Christmas breath.
Christmas breath.
Nice and easy. So breathing in, big belly, your 3 hos. Ho, ho, ho.
That's it. Everything moves.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, that's it. So it's a good one, A, to warm up, keep you nice and warm. Again, it's another warming breath. We were doing one the other week to keep warm with the breathing. Mm. But also another one just to exercise the abdominals and the diaphragm pushes everything up.
Mm.
So I think it's easier. Usually when we do Bastrika breath in class, it's 8 or 10 breaths of those. But if you start with the ho, 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 just 3 of them, nice, easy way to start.
You don't have to do it like the ho. You don't have to go like, go ho, 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 if you like.
Yeah, just squeeze the belly in when you do it.
And you can stand up as well if you want to, though, right?
Yeah, that's good. So that's it. That's my breathing technique tied into Santa.
And what does that help us with? Is that just...
So again, so the diaphragm, which is that bit of muscle just underneath our lungs, it's one of those muscles we can actually train. And the more we train it, the stronger it becomes. And it helps us with our breathing functions. So if, for example, you're asthmatic, like my husband is, you can actually train and strengthen that muscle so that when you breathe in and you breathe breathe out, you're pushing out more carbon dioxide.
Right.
And the more carbon dioxide you push out means the more oxygen your body's going to suck right back in,
It's
a negative effect. So by building that strength in that diaphragm, you're actually strengthening your lungs. So anyone who, I've talked about it a bit with people before about they find it really hard to breathe. But, and again, breathing through the belly, especially I was talking about it with the throat before, about how when we talk, we should actually talk through our belly, project, and this is why I'm so nice and loud, because I talk through my belly. I am naturally loud. Joe's right now turning down the volume, the dials. But yeah, so it helps with, like, if you're in a job where you need to talk a lot. So like I said, teachers at this time of the year tend to lose their voice quite a bit. But learning to talk from the belly, using the diaphragm to force the air out and to train the lungs so that we can take longer and deeper breaths in.
Oh, I'm liking that one. Yeah, that's a really, really simple trick as well to do. Yeah, and again, it's just about taking time out just for those, like, few moments. And if you do have issues with breathing as well, I know a lot of people are asthmatic and that sometimes, like, they don't feel that they can breathe that much.
Yeah.
You can just do it for as much as you like. You don't have to count in for, like, two or three or four. It's just doing what you're able to do and taking that time out for yourself. Because we all run around after other people at Christmas, and it's very rare that we look after ourselves.
Yeah.
Look at me being a bit profound here on a Thursday afternoon. I'm forgetting the date now. So listen, should we have another Christmas cracker, Michelle?
Do you have another joke?
Well, of course. Well, they are. They're all very good ones, Michelle, aren't they? We're ready.
Oh, yes.
Hang on a minute.
Good thing they can see my eye roll there.
Yeah, here we go. You're ready, right?
All right.
It's going to be a loud one. 3, 2, 1. It's the toffee at the end. Right, okay. Here we go. So what do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back?
Oh, I know this one.
Go on.
A stick.
You spoilt it. Right. Coming back after the break, we've got the crystals. Well, Santa Claus is coming to town.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service. This is what screens are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Jimmy, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped up at the North Pole to spend the holiday. I called on old dear Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. Now Santa is a busy man. He has no time to play. He's got millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You better write your letter now and mail it right away, because he's getting ready, his reindeers and his sleigh. You better watch out.
Santa Claus is coming to town. 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 Santa Claus
the crystals with Santa Claus is coming to town here on Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey, in association with St Francis Hospice. Doing more than you think. Now, we're coming up to the travel in a second, but we've got another request, haven't we? As well as another... I was going to say ho, 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 but no, we're going to...
Merry Christmas.
We're going to do a Christmas cracker.
Got one more.
We got one more. Here we go. Right, okay. Hang on. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
How does Santa Claus keep track of every fireplace he has already visited?
Every fireplace? I don't know. That sounds like quite... I don't know.
He keeps a log.
Me.
That's from the worse. Christmas cracker.
They are getting worse. Now you've got another request.
We have a request from Lindsay, who is requesting 2,000 Miles by the Pretenders.
Oh, that is a tune. Here we go. Also, yes, just seeing that Fiona is listening in Ireland. Ex-Essex Pat. And also requested this. That was a perfect choice there, Michelle.
FM travel news.
Right, well, the M25 anti-clockwise, the accident on the slip road from the junction 30 is actually the incident has now been cleared. But the M25 anti-clockwise, there is delays from Kent into Essex towards the Dartford tunnels. Your congestion there back way past M20. You're probably looking at about 35 minutes there. Now, in Canvey Island, slow traffic on Canvey Way, southbound between Sadler's Farm Interchange and Somners Avenue. A little bit closer to home as well, we've got Billericay. It's very sticky, slow-moving traffic in South End Road. That's northbound between Noak Hill Road and the High Street, also in Billericay. Slow traffic on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road, Norsey Road. Now, if you're going out to Lakeside as well, it's really slow. Or anywhere around the shopping centre and the retail parks, you're going to get delays, so just be wary of that one there as well. Here in Brentwood, there's slow traffic on Ongar Road and Ingrave Road approaching the High Street at Wilson's Corner. In Chelmsford, slow traffic on New London Road between Rittle Road and Parkway. And Parkway eastbound, slow traffic between Rainsford Lane and Victoria Road. In Southend, let's have a look at that. Yeah, there's really slow-moving traffic on Westbourne Grove. That's southbound between Prince Avenue and Fairfax Drive. Heading over to the rail. So remember, we've still got issues there at Euston. So please check with your provider if you are about to use the rail. They are some of the stations. Sorry, not some of the stations. Some of the rail networks are open and they are travelling. But you really need to check with your provider. Let's head over to the Tube because I need to look because I'm off out to Farringdon soon. So let's have a look. So minor delays on the Metropolitan line between Moor Park and Amersham due to cancellations. Underground station closed on Northern line at Kentish Town due to engineering works. Trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly line eastbound at South Ealing. Minor delays on Piccadilly line between Acton Town and Axbridge and Naughty Piccadilly line as well. There's also minor delays between Northfields and Heathrow Airport. And finally, there's minor delays still on the Elizabeth line between Shenfield and Whitechapel due to earlier signalling problems. I'll have to look out for that one. Well, that's it for your traffic updates from me. So we've got another Christmas tune. It's Kelly Clarkson, Underneath the Christmas Tree. Do you know that one, Michelle?
No. Yeah, I do.
You do, yeah. So is there any other like little traditions that you used to do in Canada that you don't do here?
Well, we used to... I always celebrated Christmas Eve. I said we were like the royal family. The royal family celebrates Christmas Eve. Yeah. Does dinner, Christmas presents, all that kind of stuff. And then I always went skiing on Christmas Day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was nice and quiet on the hills. Oh. So it was good because everybody else does it Christmas Day. But yeah, so for me, it was traditional was Christmas Eve and then skiing Christmas Day. So it was nice. Yeah. But we don't do that anymore because the husband doesn't like the concept of the floor moving beneath him.
I kind of get that, really, yeah.
And the mountains aren't as local here as they were for me, so it was, yeah, that was definitely one of my traditions.
So can you ski, properly ski then?
Yeah, I grew up skiing. I actually had a weekend job when I was in high school working on the hill, so
Really? It was, yeah. Oh, wow.
It was literally an hour from my driveway to being parked on the hill skiing, so it was constantly there.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's something else I miss, but I think here, like, I've got new traditions and different family, like, obviously my own family. Yeah. So
Joe
for us,
across the road.
Joe over the road. Yeah, there are family now as well.
We know so much about you now,
Over
Michelle.
The road, Joe.
Yeah, so anyway, listen, we're going to have Kelly Clarkson. She's American and she's not.
Yeah, she's American. She's American Idol person.
I do get confused sometimes. But here we go. So we're still here on Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey, and the special co-host today is Michelle Spencer. Yes, our drive guru. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm waiting for you to try out those yoga leggings on the digits.
There's a lot of packaging in that.
The little Lululemons for the digits.
I'll try them on. They look fabulous. Do you know what? I'll be really sad because I've still not lost my lockdown weight. So because I can't wear jeggings at the moment, right? So if the ones for my fingers don't work, the finger jeggings that you bought me, because Michelle got me like a finger yoga, it's called, and it's got your own little yoga mat and a headrest, and there's other stuff going on in there as well, and you get your own little pair of like jeggings that you put onto your fingers, and they do look rather small. I'm thinking if they don't fit my fingers, I'll be very disappointed as well.
They're capris.
Even the finger jeggings doesn't fit me. There you go. So, Michelle, what else have we got going? Have you got any more requests or anything like that coming up soon? We'll have a look in a second.
Yeah, we'll have a look. Last call for requests. I think I have one coming up and we'll line it up maybe.
Cool. Right, okay. So we are going to have more of an alternative. My favourite Christmas songs of all time. Waitresses, Christmas Wrapping here on Phoenix FM.
Magic's brought this tale to a
Merry Christmas. Christmas is a lot to do with food. Now, you know, I've just had half a pound of cheese, or is it 2 pounds of cheese? I'm not quite sure. I'm all cheesed out, that's for sure. I won't say, be saying that in the morning. But did you know, Michelle, there's loads of vegans, basically, and vegetarians, have changed the way we shop for Christmas.
Really?
Totally. Are any of your family vegans or veggies?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, but apparently a fifth of us are planning to have a plant-based Christmas dinner. And not just to help save the planet and animals, but also to cut costs. A poll, another poll, I know, right, found that 21% of people won't be eating meat. That's quite good. That's quite nice. Yeah.
We eat a lot of veg anyways. Yeah. Like, the meat side of it is pretty...
potatoes, right? You have to have...
I'm not sure that would qualify.
That's veg, surely.
I love parsnips and carrots.
Parsnips.
Those are my favourite. Yeah. In honey. Glazed.
Cranberry.
Cranberry sauce. Although my husband got... told off. So that this is something that's different in Canada versus the UK.
Okay.
Discussing, my husband goes, "Oh, I'm going to go get a can of cranberry sauce." Shock, horror.
Oh, a can.
Exactly. You guys don't do cans or tins of cranberry sauce, or you do jars of it.
No, we're more
You're very posh. Yeah.
So is that, but would you have the same sort of dinner though for
Christmas?
Yeah, we
have turkey dinner. Yeah. And it's funny because we're kind of on the fence about turkeys in our house. We're not, we only ever have it for Christmas.
Yeah.
So we kind of switch it up a bit. Oh. Bit of gammon for Boxing Day, but definitely.
Switch it up.
Might have roast beef this year. Who knows? Yeah. But yeah, definitely.
But it's similar though, so don't you?
Similar. Always roast, always something for dessert.
Loving that. Now, we had another request, didn't we? Because I don't know if you listen in, Michelle, usually, but I have Shake It Off every day. There we go. So our Taylor, when she says Shake It Off, the very next song that comes on, that's what we normally do. We just dance like there's no one watching. We sing along when we're driving along in the car, and it's just a little bit of fun. And the song today is actually a request. And what one is it?
It's Chaka Khan, I Feel For You.
And who is it from?
From Andrea in Hornchurch.
Okay.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
You better be dancing.
Chaka Khan. Let me rock Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I want to do. Chaka Khan, let me rock Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me what you want to do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I want to do. I want to love you, want to hug you, want to squeeze you too. So let me take it in my arm, let me fill you with my charm, Chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I want to rock you, Chaka, baby, cause you make me want to scream. Let me rock it. We'll be right back. Let me rock you, that's all I wanna do. Shaka Khan, let me rock you, let me rock you, Shaka Khan. Let me rock you, cause I feel for you. Feel for you.
Oh, do love a bit of Shaka. Shaka Khan, Feel For You was our Shake It Off session. Now, remember, this is the last show for me today until Christmas Day. Yes, I've got a special show lined up for you on Christmas Day. Yes, 3 till 6pm. We'll also be hearing from some of your favourite Drive presenters as well, because I was asking them what their favourite film was and the favourite food and, of course, what their favourite song is. And so I'll be playing all those for you on Christmas Day. But you can join me usually midweek. It's all that dairy. Midweak between 3 and 6pm. And Michelle is here every Thursday, aren't you, Michelle?
I am.
You are. So listen, we're just going to have one more go of the Christmas cracker, right? And then we're going to have a quick break. Are you ready? 3, 2. Okay, here we go. You ready?
No.
Okay. I don't know if I am, really. It's only because I've lost it as well. Right, here we go. You ready?
Oh, yes.
Quite listen. Right. What do you get when you cross an elephant with a computer?
No idea.
I'm laughing at my own jokes. Lots of memory.
Lots of memory or loss of memory?
Lots of memory. I know. Anyway, we'll be straight back after the break.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant, and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis, and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Right, now, this is the end of our show. Together, Michelle, have you enjoyed it?
I've loved it.
Oh, I've had a good fun. Yeah. Oh, it's gone really quick, right?
It has, it has. I hope our listeners liked it.
Oh, we've eaten lots. I've probably put on about another 8 pounds. That seemed before Christmas, but there you go. Let's have our little... There we go. Yeah, so like I say, I won't be here tomorrow, but Madeline will be here 3 till 6pm taking the reins. But Michelle, where can people get hold of you?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at Midlife and Michelle, all one word. Or you can find me on Facebook, Anahata Yoga. It's A-N-A-H-A-T-A, Yoga.
Hey.
Or you can find me on the Tinternet at www.anahatayogawithmichelle.co.uk.
Tinternet,
yes. Or sometimes you can find me at Better Gym or at Anytime Fitness in Brentwood as well. But
yeah,
tomorrow is my last yoga class until the new year.
Ah, there you go. So you know where you can find Michelle. And, of course, every Thursday after 5 o'clock. Now, remember, stick around for 98 Not Out with a wonderful Darren Mutu. I think I've just come into the studio now. So he'll be taking the reins from me at 6 o'clock tonight. But I'm going to leave you with two absolute classic Christmas songs. Have a wonderful Christmas. Remember, join me Christmas Day between 3 and 6 p.m. But hurry up and get your shopping. It's getting a bit mad out there. I've got to go and get mine. Now, this is Pogues and Kirsty MacColl with Fairy Tale of New York. And then, of course, Wham and Last Christmas. Have a wonderful time. Bye.
Bye.
Cheers, Michelle.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Sang a song, the rare old mountain. want you. I turn my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one. Came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time. When all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold. But the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the jokes they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NY Pini Choir were singing, going by. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Dripping that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap and you haggard. Happy Christmas, you're all sad, pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD Choir still singing, going by. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. I could have been someone. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.